Shishi. Ki avienu, when I will bring Klal Yisrael el ha'adom asher nishbati la'avoisav, to the land that I swore to their fathers that I would bring them to, zavas cholov u'divash, a land that flows milk and honey, va'ochal, and they will eat, v'sava, and be satisfied, v'doshen, and grow fat, and then ufono el elohim acherim, they will turn to other gods, va'avodum, and worship them, v'niyatsuni, and anger me, v'heferes barisi, and nullify my bris. And it will be when they encounter these evils and these distresses, and this Shira will speak up before them as a witness, that I warned them that this would happen to them if they do not keep the Torah. And then Hashem says words of comfort. The Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, even though they will go through many galuyos. The Torah will never be totally forgotten. And the reason why I need to warn them about these punishments is because ki yodati es yitzroi, I know the yetzer hara asher hu oise hayoim, what it does today, b'terem avienu el ha'oretz asher nishbati, before I bring them into the land that I swore that I would give them. Since I know their yetzer hara, therefore I must warn them that if they do these averis, they will be punished. Vayichtav Moshe es hashira azayis b'yom ahu, and Moshe wrote this shira of ha'azinu on that day, Vayilamedo es b'nei Yisrael, and he taught it to the b'nei Yisrael. Vayitzav es Yehoshua b'nun vayomer, and then Hashem turned to Yehoshua and encouraged him and said, Chazak ve'emot, be strong. Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael, because you will bring the b'nei Yisrael el ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem, to the land that I swore to them to give them, v'anoichi ehye imach, and I will be with you. Vayihi, and it was, kichalo yis Moshe, when Moshe finished, lichtoiv es divre ha'torah azois, to write the whole Torah, from Bereishis until the last words in Parshas V'zayis HaBrocha, Al Sefer on the Sefer, Atumam until their conclusion. When Moshe finished writing the whole Sefer Torah, then the Pasuk continues to tell us after Shavi that Moshe commanded the Levium to place it on the side of the Aron. According to the Zohar, Moshe was Nifter on Shabbos. That is why we say three times Tzidkascha after Shmoneh Esrei by Shabbos Mincha, corresponding to the three people who died at the time of Mincha on Shabbos: Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, and Yosef HaTzadik. If Moshe died on Shabbos, how does that fit with what the Medrash says in Sefer Devarim Perek Tes, that Moshe wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died, giving one to each Shevet and one to keep on the side of the Aron? How was he able to write on Shabbos? In Shailos V'Tshuvos Chasam Sofer, he quotes a Shaloh, who says that Moshe said the Shem Hashem, and then the quill wrote on its own. Writing that is not performed physically by a human being is not forbidden on Shabbos, and that is why it was mutter. Another teretz is that Tosfos in Menachos Daf Lamed says that Moshe did not die on Shabbos, but rather on Erev Shabbos. Perhaps the Medrash that says that he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died follows this opinion, that he died on Erev Shabbos. Zok Rashi Posuk Chof, V'niyatsuni, V'hichisuni, it means that Klal Yisrael will anger me, V'chein kol niyotz, every time the Torah says the word niyotz, loshen kas, it is an expression of anger. Va'onto ha'shira zayis l'fon of la'ed, and this shira, this song, will be a witness. She'esreisi boi b'secho. Inside this shira, I warned Klal Yisrael, al kol ha'moitzois oisoi, on everything that will happen to them if they do not keep the Torah. Ki loisi shochach mipizaroi, it will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael's children. This is referring to the whole Torah will not be forgotten. Ha'rezu avtoch li Yisrael, this is a promise to Klal Yisrael, she'ein Torah mishtakachas mizaron legamri, that the Torah will never be totally forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Vayitzavis Yehoshua benun, and Rashi is bothered since Pasuk Chaf Beis is talking about Moshe, where it says that Moshe wrote its Hashira Hazayis Bayamahu. You might think Vayitzavis Yehoshua means that Moshe encouraged Yehoshua. Therefore Rashi tells us, Moisif lamalo. This Pasuk is going back to Pasuk Yudalid, Klapi Shechina, that is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayitzavis Yehoshua benun means that Hashem encouraged Yehoshua. Just like Pasuk Yudalad was referring to Hashem, so too this Pasuk is referring to Hashem. It is not going back on Pasuk Chaf Beis, which is talking about Moshe. K'moshe Mefurish, just like it is clearly stated in this Pasuk that it is referring to Hashem, because the Pasuk says, El ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem, I will bring Yehoshua to the land that I swore to them, I referring to Hashem. So we see that the Pasuk is talking about Hashem, and Vayitzavis Yehoshua means that Hashem encouraged Yehoshua.